This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Whoever did this to me, I am so upset. Thank you to Michael, who sent me a picture of Tom Brady and his new haircut. I'm sorry, guys. Come on, you know I am enamored with Tom Brady. Who could do that to me? You know, I'm already having a tough time, you know, dealing with what's going on with the Cowboys and Romo being injured with his transverse process fractures. That was enough. But now, to show me Tom Brady's picture, and I get it. Everybody's talking about Tom Brady because, you know, he's been suspended for 4 games, and I'll tell you exactly what that means. Okay? I mean, apparently it means he can't get a decent haircut. I just feel so bad because he's so gorgeous. It's all right. I'm sure he's going to cut it before the game. Maybe it's a protest thing. I don't know. But, you know, please don't do that to me. I am really excited about football. I am so excited about football. I just can't. I don't need to be laughing when I'm thinking about football, but it's okay. It's okay. I think Tom Brady's going to have a good season. Just please, please, please cut the hair. We got a lot to talk about. All right. Ebola is back in the news. Now, do not mix Ebola up with Zika. We've been talking about Zika so much, and we have more news on Zika as we have a few more local transmission cases being reported out of Florida. But we're switching gears back to Ebola. It's amazing how the media sometimes will goof and interchange the words because, you know, the virus or these viruses have been in the news so much over the past couple years, Ebola and then Zika. But going back to Ebola, we got some news on Ebola, and this is some pretty scary stuff. Remember we talked about how if somebody survived Ebola, they should probably use protected sex, you know, use condoms, protect themselves for at least a year. Well, now they're saying that in one gentleman, Ebola stayed in his semen for 565 days. Now, this doesn't shock you or I because we've been talking about this. See, we're already all over this, okay? We're already ahead of the curve, okay? We were already talking about how this virus decides to camp out and hide out, as we saw with that one woman in England, I believe that nurse, where it came back and infected her brain, and then we had a gentleman where a year later it infected his eye. So I'm not shocked that this isn't a self-limiting, it goes away and it never comes back. But the problem is, if this is living in men's fluids for 565 days in this one case, then what other cases are out there? And this is going to be an epidemic that, even though it has subsided and, you know, luckily the countries in West Africa have been able to, you know, gain their footing again, but it reminds us that this could come back. And with the thousands and thousands of people who were infected with Ebola, seeing something like this where it could hang out is very, very worrisome. Now, let's go back to Zika. Zika has been now found to be living at least in semen for at least 6 months, plus 188 days per the last case that we heard. So we need to, not that, you know, Zika is similar to Ebola, but these viruses may sometimes act very similarly. And we want to be done with this epidemic. You know, they keep talking about, you know what, it's going to die out in a couple years, we're going to be good. I'm very cautious to say that, and I don't even want to say I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm very guarded about what's going on with Zika. We have to be very, very careful. If this does decide to hang out in bodily fluid, whether it decides to hang out for a week or whether it decides to hang out for 6 months, we need to be prepared that it could hang out longer or even possibly lifelong. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about how if you have a heart attack before 50, that's a heck of a lot worse than having your heart attack after 50. And they've talked about how it really ups early death risk. We're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about gonorrhea. Again, back in the news, okay? Sorry, we really need to have more above-the-waist stories, but gonorrhea is becoming untreatable to the point where the World Health Organization and the UN has released new guidelines on how we need to treat gonorrhea. So I want to make sure you guys are all well aware, because I know we're coming up on a three-day weekend, and I want to make sure, you know, God forbid you guys end up getting something, you know what to ask for when you go to your medical provider. We just got word that New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan has declared a state blood donation day, bringing the number to 24 with many more states to come. National Blood Donation Week is coming up next week. We could use all the blood we can. I mean, just donate one pint, please, okay? Just, yeah, one pint for now. But, you know, if you could donate at least 3-4 times a year, love you, love you, love you. New Hampshire has joined the cause where states are rallying to unite on National Blood Donation Week with these blood donation days. And I got a really, really cool guest coming on. In a few minutes, we're going to have John Hackett Jr. He is the Divisional Vice President of Applied Research and Technology with Abbott's Diagnostics businesses and organization. I apologize. I'm reading my laptop, and it's my laptop. I'm sorry. I need glasses when I read it. But John Hackett, it's going to be very interesting. You know how the FDA has now urged all blood being screened. His company is behind most of the blood screening. We're going to be talking to him about that. Plus, I got a really, really cool campaign called the Be the One campaign. Got to tell you about this. You're going to be seeing a very, very sexy soccer player. No, not Tom Brady. Not Tom Brady. There's going to be a very sexy soccer player and a video. I've actually posted this on my Facebook. Many of you have viewed it earlier this month. But a great campaign to help raise blood. And you know what? It is just so heartwarming to see so many people and so many companies come to the cause. You know, when you're doing something like this, it's nobody's selling T-shirts. Nobody's, you know, selling CDs or record albums or whatever. Although I would like to make a song. If I could make a song about the cause, that would be really, really cool. I could rap, you know. Have you guys ever heard me rap? I can. I know y'all think I sing country. I do. I can sing country, but not on key. But I could rap, and what's great about rap is you could do that without being on key. So I'll come up with a rap, but just not now, because we don't want to scare our listeners. We really want them to tune in. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, you can also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. So don't go away. Put your seatbelts on. We got a busy show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Okay, guys, stop dancing. No more dancing. Come on, we got a lot of work to do. Stop dancing. No more boogieing. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so joining us today, this is going to be really, really cool, is Dr. John Hackett Jr. from Abbott Diagnostics, and he is the Divisional Vice President of Applied Research and Technology. And, John, I am so honored to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Well, hello, Dahlia. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today because I think blood donation is such an important topic, especially these days.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. And, you know, Abbott, people don't realize how much you guys are involved when it comes to screening. I think you guys are, like, you know, you do this globally, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I think most people don't realize that Abbott works with blood centers around the world and helps them screen more than 60% of the entire world's blood blood supply.
Wow. Wow. So, I mean, you know, so when you heard this news about the FDA recommending that all blood get screened for Zika, you know, are many blood banks prepared? Do they have the test kits? How does that work?
Well, it will take some time. Certainly there's been a response. The type of test that's used is nucleic acid testing for Zika virus. And, you know, manufacturers have been working on these assays in a very expedited manner. And, you know, certainly they will be available, you know, to roll out. And it won't be all states. I think initially it'll be Puerto Rico and Florida where there's cases of locally acquired Zika infection with rollout to other centers over time. So that's where the, you know, the FDA sees the highest risk. And so that's, you know, sort of a controlled rollout, if you will.
Absolutely. No, that helps. And thank you for educating you know, us on this, because, you know, obviously you're a lot closer to the situation than I am or my listeners are. And so, you know, when we heard about the FDA recommendation, the big thought that I had is our already low, you know, blood supply is going to now get lower because a lot of this blood may have to be thrown out. Could some of the blood still be used? Like if they, you know, like, for example, take out the platelets, or can at least some of the blood still be utilized?
Well, I think that they will be, you know, they'll be very cautious certainly early on in a situation like this. And if a unit tests positive, it won't be used, or, you know, no yeah. components out of it will be used. But I think the positive side here is that the number of units that will be positive certainly, you know, at this point in time would be quite low. I mean, I think, yeah. you know, this isn't something that has to have a huge impact on the supply, especially if people step up now and go out and donate. I mean, that's the critical part. You know, when you look at the U.S., I think roughly 38% of individuals could potentially be eligible to donate, and yet less than 10% of people do donate. So if we move that one percentage up, I mean, that would more than make up for you know, units that had to be discarded because of Zika contamination.
You know, and I like what your company has done. This Be the One donation campaign. Tell us about that, because this is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, this is fantastic. And, you know, really to inspire and motivate people around the world to donate regularly, Abbott launched the Be the One Donor campaign with world-renowned soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo.
And, yeah, I love him.
You know, he's a great spokesperson. And, you know, he's an individual who was personally had a connection to blood donation, and that was after witnessing a teammate who struggled to secure bone marrow donations for his young son, and that's prompted Ronaldo when he was 24 to begin donating blood, and he does so regularly. And, you know, this is one of these things that, yeah, I mean, he recognizes the importance of getting the word out, and he's an individual who, you know, really has the opportunity to, I think, prompt young people and get them into the cycle where they're donating regularly.
For those of you joining us, for those of you joining us, we're talking to Dr. John Hackett, Jr. of Abbott Diagnostics. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry about that. Keep going.
Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to encourage your listeners, you know, to become part of Be the One movement. You know, there's four simple steps. It's the www.betheonedonor.com. Is the website. It's one, the number one. And there's three buttons on there. One is join the movement, which allows you to share on Facebook that you're part of the movement. Donate blood and plasma button, which allows you to identify sites to donate that are very close to you. And then finally, a view and share that will allow you to watch and share Cristiano Ronaldo's video on Facebook. So pretty easy steps. For the savvy crowd today on the internet.
Exactly, yes. And you know what's so you know, to me very, very heartwarming is we have a lot of young people who want to help. You know, in fact, it's our youth, it's our millennials who have been stepping up, and I mean, thank you guys for doing this, have been stepping up to donate. And you know, we have college campuses, we have high schools, we have, you know, we have a lot of youth involved. You know, we need to get as many, you know, sororities and fraternities, and you know, all these guys, they do such good work. People really underestimate what a lot of these college kids do, but I got got to tell you, they are some of the best do-gooders out there because they really know how to unite. They really know how to excite, pump people up, and they hold these drives. What groups would be the best to kind of target to help spread the word of this Be the One Donor campaign?
Well, I think you hit on it. I mean, there's so many young people today that, you know, are looking for ways to make a difference. You know, when you consider that every 2 seconds someone in the U.S. needs blood, and, you know, there are many cases where it's chronic diseases such as sickle cell disease or cancer where we need blood. And there, in that those cases, you need blood beforehand. And, you know, consider someone goes out and donates. I mean, they have a chance to impact 3 lives. I mean, that's pretty incredible for one act. And I have to say, I have a personal connection with this. 17 years ago, I was with my family involved in a very serious automobile accident. And I'm alive today because of the units of blood that I received, you know, at that time. And so, you know, this is one where you don't know who you'll help, but you will help someone.
Absolutely.
And it really, it's so crucial. And so I do, I think, you know, college age children and your college age kids, and in reality, you know, even younger. I mean, 17-year-olds can donate blood. You can at 16 with parental consent, and one can donate throughout their entire life as long as you're healthy. And so, this is a gift you can keep on giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think every 56 days, so roughly every 2 months, we could donate blood if we want.
That's absolutely right. And platelets are even more frequent than that.
Exactly. Tell us about the screening, because I know, it's so exciting to have you on, you know, representing Abbott. Tell us about the screening process. What do you screen with the blood?
Well, for screening, so the steps are pretty simple. You know, the patient donates approximately a pint of blood, and then there's a couple of other tubes that are filled as well. And then this blood is prepared on a centrifuge, which spins the blood and separates it into its components, so the red cells, platelets, and plasma. And now that, then, you know, one type of instrument is used to actually type the blood, and then it's sent to analyzers, which screen for antibodies to HIV or hepatitis B and hepatitis C virus, HTLV also in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And then that data is analyzed at the blood center, and if a blood unit is positive, it will be discarded and the donor will be notified. And any safe blood then, which is virtually most of the units, will be released for use. And there is a second type of testing called nucleic acid testing, which I mentioned related to Zika virus,
mm-hmm.
Which is also done in parallel for HIV and hepatitis viruses to, again, ensure that our blood supply is as safe as possible.
Absolutely. And, you know, the process takes how many days, roughly?
Well, actually, the process is fairly quick. The total turnaround for testing is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of a day.
Know,
it would be 2 days max, I would think. And the screening, I mean, these are high-throughput methods that are being used for screening. And part of the reason you need it to be that way is that some components in blood are very labile,
right,
or don't have a long shelf life, I guess. And, you know, platelets is an example of that, where it can only be used for about 5 days, whereas red blood cells are good for about 42 days. So, you know, the different components have different lifespans, it's important that the screening be done as quickly as possible, you know, to get the most value out of the unit of blood.
Absolutely. You know, Dr. Hackett, thank you so much for joining us. Again, give everybody the Be the One Donor program website again.
Okay, yes. It's www.bethe1donor.com. And again, that's the number one. There.
Thank you again so much for joining us. You taught us a lot. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you, Dahlia. Really appreciate
Anytime.
The opportunity.
Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. Heart attacks before 50 years old, definitely not a good thing, but it's even worse than we thought. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, medium, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so having a heart attack before 50 really increases your risk of having early death. And many of you will say, well, no, duh, Dolly. Well, you cut me some slack here, okay? This is the article that came out, okay? They say the higher risk is driven mainly by conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, which unfortunately are very common in people who've had a heart attack. And they say patients, according to Dr. Morton Schmidt, from Aarhus University Hospital in Denmark, says patients with a heart attack in young age should be advised that an excess risk of fatal events persists, warranting compliance to their prescribed medicine and efforts to reduce modifiable lifestyle-related risk factors, particularly smoking. Okay, I don't know if what he's trying to say is if you've had a heart attack, you really need to get your poop together, but, I mean, shouldn't all of us, I would think if, God forbid, I had a heart attack and I was lucky enough to live, I mean, I would be turning over a whole new leaf. Although, I got to tell you, many people don't. One of my very, very favorite doctors had suffered from a heart attack and had bypass surgery, and I see him a couple weeks later at work, eating a bacon cheeseburger with chili fries on top of it and onion rings. And I just ripped him a new one. I'm like, what? I was like, you just had a what? You know, and so maybe we do need these studies out here, you know, reminding us, look, guys, we got to get our poop together. Dr. Schmidt's team looked at long-term survival of nearly 22,000 Danes who had a heart attack before age 50. That's a word for Danish person. Denmark. Oh, Denmark. No, Danish is, yeah, Danes. Yeah, from Denmark. How is he messing up with Holland? Dutch. You got the Danes and the Dutch. Okay. Before age 50. I've never called them Danes. I've called them people from Denmark or Danish. Problem is, you got to be careful because you get hungry. All right. Anyway, the patients were followed roughly 11 years and compared with almost 217,000 people in the general population. But the researchers found some good news. They said between 1980 and 1989, which is when a lot of us were moonwalking to Michael Jackson, and 2000 to 2009, premature deaths within the first 30 days after a heart attack dropped from 13% to 3%. Deaths from 31 days to 1 year fell from about 5% to 1.6%, while deaths from 1 to 10 years after a heart attack declined from 24% to 9%. Okay, that's a lot of percentages and numbers. They say about half of the decline in deaths from heart attacks since 1980 is due to prevention and particularly reductions in the number of people who smoke. I would like to also say us doctors are doing a damn good job, and us, you know, nurse practitioners and PAs and medical providers, thank you very much. Pharmacists, right, and the nurses, the physical therapists, thank you very much. Thank you. I'd like to take some credit for that, too, but also cutting back on smoking is helping. They say the other half is likely due to a combination of factors, such as early treatment to restore blood flow to the damaged part of the heart, improved hospital care, and better management of high blood pressure and high cholesterol. But within the first year of having a heart attack, your overall risk of death was nearly two times higher compared to that of the general population. Women were three times more likely to die if they had a heart attack, compared with those who hadn't, and men had twice the risk. They don't know why the gender difference. They say more people who had a heart attack before 50 had more risk factors for heart disease than the general public, which makes sense. And so many people had, had angina, which is intermittent chest pain. 11% of this group, 12% of the heart attack patients had angina, 11% had high blood pressure, 7% were diabetic, 5% were obese. Then the conditions affected only 1% of less than the general population. All right, so they said when you were under 50, more than 8 out of 10 who'd had a heart attack were between 40 and 49. Only 2% were under 30. So what does it mean? Well, it means we need to get our poop together. We got to watch our blood pressure. We got to watch our cholesterol. We got to watch our weight. We really got to stop smoking. And we have to remain physically active. Now, a study had come out looking at, which we've talked about many times on the show, vaping, and how vaping may not be the smartest thing to do. And what's very interesting about this latest study is they say when you vape, you actually are hurting the heart more than, it actually affects the heart more than we thought. And it's as bad as regular cigarettes. So trials found that a typical session of vaping caused similar effects to the aorta, which is the main artery of the heart, as smoking a regular cigarette. The research was presented at the world's largest cardiology conference this week. And sorry. Why am I yawning? This is exciting stuff. All right. And unfortunately, it kind of, brings more concern to the safety of e-cigs. Last year, Public Health England endorsed vaping, claiming the habit was 95% safer than smoking. So out of England, GPs were, recommending them. In fact, they were soon going to be prescribing them to help smokers who are trying to give up. However, researchers at the European Society for Cardiology Congress in Rome said these steps are premature. So basically, they're saying hold the phone or hold the e-cig. And they would not encourage the use of the devices. This trial involved a group of adult smokers whose hearts were monitored while they vaped. And when they smoked ordinary cigarettes, researchers said a typical vaping session had a similar impact on the stiffness of the aorta, which is the main artery into the heart, as smoking one regular cigarette. Okay. Now, from what I understand, though, you had to smoke the, you had to vape longer. So I guess it was a 30-minute vaping session, which is kind of, I guess, a typical, I don't vape, but I guess when you vape, you do it for about a half hour. I don't know how long the fluid lasts, which, by the way, they say a lot of young people are vaping not because they need the nicotine, but because they like the flavors. Apparently, there's some real yummy flavors with that. I'm wondering if people are using it to lose weight. You know, because I got to tell you, I'll have cravings. I got a lot of cravings. Cravings, it's just all day. And all I want is chocolate. All I want is something sweet. Something. I have such a sweet tooth. And so I'm wondering if people are trying to use this to lose weight where they'll just reach for a vape, sit there for 30 minutes, they get the nicotine buzz, they get the flavor. You'd think it would make them more hungry. But if they're so busy vaping, they may not be eating. And I got to tell you, that's why cigarette smoking became so, so popular in the 40s and 50s and 60s. That's how people kept their weight down. As soon as you got hungry, you'd reach for a cigarette, and that would curb your hunger. And that's what kept you slim. And so, smoking's bad. Smoking's bad, but I would be lying through my teeth if I didn't at one point think, gosh, that would be cool to be able to not want to eat anymore by putting something else, into the mouth to distract you, with vaping or e-cig or something. I mean, I just don't. And unfortunately, I have to be on the treadmill now a heck of a lot longer than it takes to vape. But, we're talking about a lot of chemicals with vaping. We're talking about, like this, the aorta becoming more stiff. You know, the last thing you want to do is take in something that could be messing with the arteries. And, why would the arteries stiffen? Why is that happening? Well, we don't know why. Maybe it's because the heart already senses that something dangerous is in the system, and maybe a stiffening is a defense mechanism. Maybe it's picking up on the chemicals. Maybe there's a direct correlation of the chemicals with the vessel walls. We don't know. So do I recommend vaping to quit smoking? Very cautiously, I have. If it gets you off smoking and you could do, let's say, a vaping trial for only a couple weeks, I would tell my patients, look, I don't mind you giving it a try, but if you are swapping vaping for smoking and you're going to be doing this for months and years to come, no, absolutely not. Okay, I think we need to find something completely different. And, many of you have emailed me and said, look, smoking's bad for you. So it's the lesser of two evils. Well, you got a point. I don't want you to still smoke because you're afraid of vaping. I just don't want you to smoke at all. Okay, and the most successful people that quit smoking are the ones that just quit. It's not the nicotine patch. It's not taking Chantix. Chantix helps a lot. Chantix is that pill that kind of acts like a nicotine decoy. It helps, but when you ask the majority of patients who quit smoking, they just got up one day and said, "I am done," and they had to have the willpower. So we're going to be talking about opiate withdrawal and some of the symptoms of that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit.
credit history.
Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Ryan has a friend who is cutting narcotics completely. And apparently this friend is going to be doing it on his own. And Ryan wants to know if if his friend can die from opiate withdrawal. And I had emailed him and said, look, you know, he should have this supervised. Okay, you can't die per se from withdrawing from opiates, but there's a lot of let's say adverse events that could happen, and so you really need to have a support system. And it's really, really good that he has Ryan as a friend, but you know, it's very, very difficult to do this by yourself. But you if you stop opiates altogether, I haven't heard of a case where somebody died from opiate withdrawal. You can die from benzodiazepine withdrawal. Benzodiazepine like Xanax, Valium, Klonopin. If you've been taking that for a while, and then all of a sudden you stop that cold turkey, you could cease. So that could be very, very dangerous. And so in terms of that, I would say, you know, no, which is why, you know, I never let a person, run out of their medications. I always made sure they had a little bit, and I made sure that was a very, very observed and very controlled setting. But with opiate withdrawal, you won't die. It's just you are going to be miserable. And so two major health concerns that could happen when you decide to completely kick the habit, or if somebody withdraws and doesn't have access, is they could become severely dehydrated, and that could unfortunately be a huge concern, and that could cause death, or they could become suicidal. They could be getting some major mood changes. So what happens, and how quickly does it happen when you stop taking an opiate? Okay, well, let's quickly first go back and you know, what does an opiate or an opioid do? And what are they? Okay, so, you know, pain medicines out there. You know, like your Vicodin, your Percocet, et cetera. So you got oxycodone, hydrocodone, you got Dilaudid, hydromorphone, you got morphine, you have heroin. And, you know, heroin is illegal, but it's also under the opiate. All right. Methadone, which we use as an opiate to treat pain for people trying to come off heroin. But again, these are opiates that will react very, very similarly with your body. And what they do is they attach to the mu receptors. Remember we talked about mu, right? Like, yeah, like mu. It's mu, okay, not M-O-O, but these mu receptors. And you have opiate receptors in the brain, spinal cord. You also have it in the GI tract. So the opiates will attach to the receptors. And then it will either, you know, cause a euphoria, or it'll trick your body into being desensitized with the pain that you're having. So, you know, you could be burning yourself, or you could be having a neuropathy. That still exists down there in the hand or in the foot, etc. But your brain will sense it less. Okay? Unfortunately, opioids don't just do that, okay? You know, a medicine will not just do one specific thing. Unfortunately, what it could do is also lower your respiratory rate. And so you start to get this respiratory depression. And so when a person dies from opiate use or overdose, many times it's because they stop breathing. All right, you know, their respiratory drive goes down and starts to mess with that function, and then unfortunately, they start to have cardiac issues, and they can die. So, you know, your body does not really want opioids, and they don't want it long term, and your body does not want it in heavy, heavy doses. And unfortunately, you're a little bit euphoric. You could be a little bit out of it, and when you're in pain, I mean, how many of us have had a migraine, and we just can't think straight? I mean, when I am in pain, I'm very foggy. Especially with migraine. And so here you are, and you could say, all right, well, I'll take some pain medicine. Okay, and then you're like, oh gosh, I'm so scared of the pain coming back. I'm so scared. Let me take some more. So you don't realize that you could be overdosing, and, you know, it could be just a simple few pills. Remember, if you don't have a healthy liver, if you don't have healthy kidneys, you could definitely have elevations of the medicine. So if you say, look, my friend is only 110 pounds, handles this medicine well. So, you know, I'm a man, 220 pounds. I could have the same dose, if not double. It doesn't work that way. So the opiates could affect the brainstem, Could affect your heartbeat, your breathing. It could also affect the emotions. You know, some people say, gosh, I'm in such a good mood, you know, when I take an opiate. But then when it wears off, they are mean. They are mean. They are grumpy. And so you could get a reactive depression. So now you're being told, okay, no more pain medicine. You can't get it anymore, which is something we really need to talk about. You know, I teach at Toro University, Nevada, so I teach students. And one lecture I'm going to be giving is how to, identify somebody who could be, quote, unquote, drug seeking. You know, a patient that's only coming to you for pain medicine. But the one thing I'm conveying to them is that person's not a bad person. Okay, that person is a victim. He's a victim to either a condition that's causing him pain, or he's a victim to the addiction that he has. And so, when somebody is lying to you to get a pain medicine, that's not that they're a bad person. It's that they are scared to death of withdrawal. All right, so what could be going on with withdrawal? Well, first, the big concern is the pain coming back. So if you have actual, honest-to-God pain, the pain could come back. Unfortunately, when somebody is so addicted to these pain medicines, so used to taking them, or so tolerant to them, that starts to get fuzzy. Whether it's real, true pain, or it's the body magnifying the pain because it's lacking the opiate. So, your brain starts to change. The receptors start to change. All right, and now, and remember, there's receptors in the GI tract. So, what are some of the symptoms? Well, within the first day, within the first 24 hours, you could already start getting anxious. You could already start getting restless. You could get muscle aches. You could start to sweat. You yawn a lot. Wait a second, I just yawned. I don't take opiates, but wow, I was yawning. Okay, so you yawn a lot. That's interesting. Oh, runny nose. Your eyes tear up. So you seem to get this parasympathetic response, it appears. Opposite of the sympathetic response, of flight or fright, it looks like the opposite seems to happen. And so obviously pretty uncomfortable. Then, after 24 hours, going into 72 hours, within that period, you'll start to see some diarrhea. You'll start to see abdominal cramping. You'll have nausea and vomiting. Blood pressure will actually rise. You'll see heartbeats increasing. Many times you'll see dilated pupils, possible blurry vision, again, with the flight or fright. Even goosebumps on the skin. But this diarrhea is what clues me in when somebody was addicted. I told you we had I think she was in her 60s. We had a little nice lady, not old, I don't want to say because 60, in the beginning of the 60s, not old, but a little lady coming in, grandma, having horrible diarrhea and abdominal pain. And, so we're evaluating her, and we're like, is it flu? But there was no fever. There was nothing going on. I'm like, okay, now wait a second. Let's look at your medicines, because she was a new patient. And I'm like, okay, so you're taking Tramadol. She goes, I haven't had that in a while. In fact, I need more. And I go, what do you take it for? She says, I take it for my arthritis, but I've been taking it every day, once or twice a day. Have you been taking it every day for how long? She had been taking it, for years. But she had run out of a prescription, and she hadn't had it in days. This abdominal pain and diarrhea and cramping was a withdrawal. Now, Tramadol is not it's not an opiate per se, but it's an opiate agonist where it hits the receptors. So I had somebody going through a classic opiate withdrawal, and she's a grandma that was taking a medication that she didn't realize, attached on the opiate receptors. Now, a baby going through opiate withdrawal could seize. So for babies, it could be a lot more dangerous. They'll have poor feeding, dehydration, etc. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.